The man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go until you bless me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To dive into the mystery. What is going on here is our God is giving us an example of what our prayer is supposed to be like. This is what prayer is, real prayer. Real prayer is exactly what Jacob is doing here on the top of the mountain. Because what is he doing? Jacob is fleeing. He's in movement. He's trying to follow what God has called him to do, but as a nomad moving through the wilderness, he has no idea where he's headed. And so he comes up to this place, goes up and departs from his family to be alone. And what happens? He begins to wrestle with God. Such is what real prayer is. When we are in moments of confusion or in doubt, when we don't know what the next step is that we are to take, what do we do? What must we do? To separate ourselves from those who are around us, to go and to be alone there in that silence, is where God meets us, or rather we dispose ourselves to be encountered by God. And in those silent moments, our Lord gives us the opportunity, just like Jacob, to wrestle with him, to contend with God. What does that mean, other than the fact that when we come to prayer, we must not give up? We must not see the difficulty of the fact that our prayer is not answered in a minute because God isn't a genie that we just rub and make our three wishes and all is better. We contend with God. We wrestle with him. We wrestle with the silence when it seems like he's not speaking, where it doesn't feel like God is listening to us and maybe the world is conquering. God does hear. And he allows us to wrestle with him that our desire may be inflamed and we ourselves may be open to truly receiving the graces that he does have in store for us who put our trust in him. Therefore, brethren, when we go before God and our prayers are not answered immediately, we are given the grace to persist and to continue to ask and to plead and to beg and to wrestle. Because what does Jacob say? The man turns to Jacob, who is God. He says, "Let me go because it is daybreak. I must depart." And what does Jacob say? "Not until you bless me." That is the symbol for our prayer. We do not let go of God. We do not release him. But we hold him close until we receive his answer, whatever that may be. And when you do so, and when you persist within the prayer just like this, what usually happens is that we leave changed. Jacob was never again able to walk properly because God struck his sciatic nerve. God disjointed his hip. That he would remember every that he would remember at every moment of his life that he had contended with God, and yet had overcome him with his prayers. So too, when we contend with God, he always leaves us changed. Whatever it is that you are seeking to contend with God today, whatever desire is in your heart, whatever difficulty it is that is impending upon you, contend, struggle, fight. Lay hold of God and these divine mysteries which are presented before you today. And do so until you receive the very blessing of God. Because when you are touched by God, you cannot leave his presence unchanged. That's what the Eucharist is, and that's what the Eucharist does. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.